and my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And my guest this morning is Christine Marfoot, who I am waiting for her to call in so that we can continue our conversation. And I do want to say one thing, though. Listen, everybody, she was actually, when we switched over to the second hour, Christine was talking about water and water everywhere. Not a drop to drink. So listen, you need to get one of those Berkey water filters. In fact, I was at a meeting with some fellow freedom fighters last night. We were talking about Berkey water filters. So listen, the Republic Broadcasting Network has a link to a Berkey water filter. Listen, you don't want to be drinking muddy water. I certainly don't, and I don't want to be drinking contaminated, filthy water. So the only way that, you know, if the stuff hits the fan, and I'm hoping it doesn't, I'm hoping we'll be able to wake up enough patriots so we can prevent the stuff from hitting the fan. But if the stuff hits the fan and you need to have a drink of water to live, because listen, kiddies, 3 days and that's the max, you're going to live without water. It's critical to the sustenance of life. Can't have life without water. Just does not work. You need clean water, and so get a Berkey water filter to make that happen. Christine is joining me here on the second hour. So, hey, Christine, when we went to break to flip over, you were talking about water and what was going on with the Sherman Antitrust Act. And, you know, I have to tell you, my water bill here where I am outside of Philadelphia is very high as well. It's typically about $80, $90 a month. And I'm not, you know, I'm not like I'm washing my house every day or anything like that. So the water bill, in fact, it's going up and up and up. I think they've got a monopoly on water all across the country. I've never saw where I've gotten any competitors tell me they could provide water to me.
I believe Christine. It's under some sort of, yes, are you there?
I can hear you. Sure, go ahead.
Yes, I believe that the municipalities are charged with providing, you know, potable water to their residents. However, it's a monopoly, and they can charge you whatever they want, and it's tied to your property. So it's another way that they can get hold of property.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
What do you do if you're poor? And right now, because of all this Northport problem, I used to be very affluent, and now I'm not.
Yeah.
And, you know, what happens when they shut your water off and you can't pay the bill and you can't wash your hands? What if people have children and they can't pay the $70, $80, or $90 plus the turn-on fee of another $50? It's a mess.
Yeah, yeah. Let me give out the call-in number for the second hour because it's different. The call-in number, everybody who's listening, if you'd like to get in on the conversation that I'm having with my guest, Christine Marfoot, this morning is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number to call in. And my guest this morning is Christine Marfoot, and she is with the organization, and I know she'd rather not be with them, not because there's anything wrong with them, but I'm sure the organization would rather have not had to form in the first place, but they are necessary to fight against this code enforcement evil, these code enforcement Nazis, Bolsheviks, whatever you want to call them, that are plaguing our country like a swarm of locusts. And the organization is Face Off, and faceoffmovement.blogspot.com is the place to go, faceoffmovement.blogspot.com. And that Face Off is an acronym for Fight Against Code Enforcement Office. And I'm telling you, these people are just out of control. You know, it's amazing to me, Christine, but Lord Acton said power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so you read about people in these different departments across the country going around as if they're the king of the land, and just it's amazing to me what happens to people. They get a title, and it certainly goes to their head, and amazing.
It's also a great moneymaker because you start getting liens, which are secured by real property, which always has tangible value, even in a bad economy.
Right.
And they started it in 2006 when they were tapping into equity. They were sold.
Hang in, Christine. Hang on, because as we're going to a break, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Hang in there, Christine. We'll be right back, everybody. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com is my website. Go there. We'll be right back, so don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you'd like to call in this morning, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number to call into your show. My guest this morning is Christine Marfoot, and she has been a victim of the code Nazis down in Northport, Florida. And the website that you can find information on about what's happening all over the country is faceoffmovement.blogspot.com, faceoffmovement.blogspot.com. And so we've got a longer period of time to talk now, Christine.
Oh, great.
So please continue.
Well, you were mentioning when you cut off about how they're, you know, the Nazism of code enforcement, hunting for whatever they can confiscate or, you know, cause you to have your equity challenged in your property so they can get the money or the property. I wanted to give you one more example of what happened in Northport.
Okay.
The previous hour, I told you about Nikki Timmons, who had the unknown liens and extra finances on an already upside-down mortgage, and for no reason really whatsoever, except that she ran out of money in finishing her fence. Well, her neighbor, about three doors down, she put me in touch with him. And he had a boat. He was actually going through a divorce. And I believe his ex-wife lived in the property, and then she vacated it, and he had to put it up for sale. He came back, I think, from Ocala to find a boat on the city property, which was the green belt or field that Nikki was accused of driving over and fined for. Well, this boat didn't belong to him. And he had called the city because they had some trees on this property that had dropped some limbs on his garage, and he had small children and neighborhood children playing with his, and he was afraid they might get hurt by a falling branch. So when they came, they said, oh, whose boat? He said, I don't know. Well, it turned out that Mr. Robinson and Mr. Guarnieri, I'm sure, because he said he talked to the lawyers, or it was in the lawyers' hands when he went to City Hall, he ended up being fined over $14,000 over a boat that wasn't his, that wasn't even on his property, and he had to pay that in order to sell his house because of the divorce.
Yeah, it's absolutely outrageous. Has anybody, Christine, down in Florida, you mentioned that you had contacted, what was she, the state representative who turned out to be the wife of this one man?
Yes.
How about the attorney general down in Florida? Anything like that go on? I mean, has anybody tried to get someone who should be following code of, what, fairness and justice, equal justice under the law? Has anybody attempted that, and what was the outcome if they did?
Well, actually, yes, I did contact. There was I can't remember what it was. I think it was some sort of a corruption legislation. I think it's some Florida statute 900. It's been almost 2 years since I filed. But I sent a letter, and Father Stanley, he's another victim, a former Catholic priest. Believe it or not, and he almost had actually, if anyone wants to see his video, it's listed as Father Stan Lee's with an S. I didn't put it up because I didn't know how to do it then, but another person who was involved with Face Off did it for me, named Andrew Sheets, but it's under Father Stan Lee's, and it was short for Father Stanley's Nightmare.
Okay.
And, he sent also what happened to him. So I think one more person sent in also, complaining about, I sent in affidavits from two other people with my complaint, and he got a letter back and said, you will not receive any communication from us in the future, and I never heard anything more. Mr. Robinson was getting $1 million a year in taxpayer money for legal services for the city. $1 million isn't bad.
Wow,
and,
yeah.
And now people are getting wise to him, and people other than me have now started to realize that he was generating a huge amount of money for his own pocket, but nobody has come forward. There are laws on the books against racketeering, RICO Act being one, which is a racketeer influence corrupt organizations, and what you need for that is two predicate acts of racketeering by two organized groups, which could be Nelson Hess, the law firm, and the city, which is an organized group. And nobody has really come forward. Individuals, I'm not really sure how individuals go after people for crimes. We can only go after people civilly. So if anybody out there would please investigate, because also there are federal laws, which is actually under Chapter 18 or U.S. 18, which is frauds and swindles, I believe it's 241 and 242, which state that should anyone violate, meaning any government person, violate your constitutional rights, it is a one-year imprisonment in federal prison. If they should injure you in the process, it's 10 years in prison. And if you should die because of your constitutional rights being trampled, then they can go to prison for life. And in the case of Father Stanley, he just had a quadruple bypass, and he actually sold his house to get away from Northport because someone knocked on his door a year after he moved in, and this was a code enforcement officer, and came in. His house was beautiful. Said, oh, you have 24 violations, and they started fining him $50 a day, and he said he was going to have a heart attack, and someone from across the street liked the house. And he sold it at an extreme loss and, left Northport. He doesn't want to set foot in Northport ever again. So if anybody wants to see his video, as I said, it's on YouTube as Father Stan Lee's with an S.
Is it on the faceoffmovement.blogspot.com, too? Is that video up there? Do you know offhand, Christine?
Yes, I believe it's linked to me.
Okay.
Allie does the, most the production of blogs, and she deals with everything all over the country, and she's just, she never thought it was all over the country. Neither did I. I thought it was just a local corruption. But you can see how manipulation of tax money is going into private hands all over. And, you know, it's just amazing. And you multiply it, and you wonder why this country is going downhill.
Yeah,
and people
yeah.
need to be prosecuted for this corruption. And go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, it's so evident the country is collapsing under the weight of corruption that is inherent everywhere you look. It makes no difference. You can, you know, you can find corruption on your local school board. It makes no difference what it is. People's palms are out and they're being greased to advance this agenda, and it's just a mind blower. I've got Chris on the line from Las Vegas, Christine, so let's take Chris's call. Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
It's a marvelous day, Maggie and Christine. I wanted to try to offer a little guidance to Christine's request for not knowing how the private person proceeds against this. There's especially a case from the United States Attorney General's website, USAM, called Rotella v. Wood. And it speaks specifically to the Title 18 violations under 1961 racketeering, subsection A and B, where it provides a special proviso for a private person to assist the government in prosecuting cases of racketeering frauds by agencies or individuals or corporations, and provides to them especially the reward of actio triumvirus causa, which is triple damages, when they assist the government in prosecuting cases that they don't have either the political will or the resources to prosecute on their own. And this extends under the statutes or the doctrines of private attorney general, where that private person may be considered as a legal counsel or a law counsel to themselves on their own behalf to protect the public interest.
Chris, do me a favor, because we're getting a lot of interference from your phone, beeping and stuff like that. Hang up and call back in, will you? Because it's not a real great connection for whatever reason. So hang up and call back in, okay?
Okay, I didn't think it was
no,
my
not
phone,
you, Christine. Not you, Christine. Chris from Las Vegas, the caller.
Oh, okay.
Chris from Las Vegas. Christine, hang on. Chris from Las Vegas, hang up and call back in, please. We're going to cut you off. Yeah, no, Christine, I don't know if you could hear that, but there was some interference from Chris's phone.
But that was an interesting case. I hope he does call right back in, because I started writing it down, but I don't know if I got it correctly. That would be wonderful, and that's really
yeah.
what he
Yeah, exactly, the information. And he's a frequent caller and listener to the show, so he has a lot of information. I'm sure Chris in Las Vegas will call back so that he can finish making his point. We actually, between now and when Chris calls back in, I actually have another caller. So let's grab Anthony in Michigan real quickly. We've got about a minute or so, Anthony, before we go to the first break or second break. How you doing, Anthony? What's going on?
I'm doing good, Maggie. Actually, I called you last week about another issue. But, you know, just listening to what you're talking to and the woman talking about what's going down in her area of Florida, how this is happening all across the country, I don't know. I mean, it really pisses me off. It sometimes makes me think that, I don't know, I think sometimes we've got to take the law in their own hands. I'm thinking that's the only way this government or all these governments are going to start respecting the people, start respecting our constitutional rights. I mean, if one or two of them get picked off, you know, I think after a while, though, I mean, like some of the other hosts on the other shows are talking about, they're trying to whittle away this country anyway, piece by piece over time. Eventually, they're going to do it, but they're not going to be able to do it if they realize that you got the ability to strike back at them.
Well, I don't think advocating violence is the answer, Anthony. I think education and people being aware of what's being done and the corruption that exists and eliminating the corruption by taking those positions from them, by using the law to our advantage, to using the law as it is written. I don't advocate violence. I don't think anything's gained by violence. Listen, We're going to break, everybody. We will be back. I've got Chris has called back, so we'll pick him up on the next break. Anthony, thank you for your call. I appreciate it, but the violence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And listen, you need water to drink, so I suggest you get a Berkey water filter. And the way to get to a Berkey water filter is to go to Republic Broadcasting Network and click on that little tab with a picture of one of those water filters and purchase one, because you're not going to need clean water to drink, even though my guest, Christine Marfitt, said there's a ton of water down in Florida right now. Listen, if it's not clean, you don't want to drink it. So, I have Chris from Vegas back on with us. So, Chris, continue if you would, please. And then I want to be able to connect. I'm going to actually forward your email to Christine so she can get in contact with you, Chris, okay?
That'll be just fine, of course.
Okay.
What I was trying to relate to you, Christine, and all the listeners out there is there's a very specific statute and case that they should be aware of if they're having difficulties finding any type of legal representation of those conflicted law merchants who stand to profit specifically as a gangster operation, profiting at the specific disadvantage of those who they entrap into their snares of legal fictions under these administrative court actions. The case that they want to Google is Rotella, R-O-T-E-L-L-A, versus, that's D, period, Wood. W-O-O-D. It comes from the USAM, United States Attorneys. I'm not sure what the M stands for, USAM website. And it speaks specifically to the proviso of private attorneys general, which is a doctrine that's well accepted in the courts, where a private person can prosecute their own case when the government agencies or law enforcement asserted professionals refuse to do so, under Title 18, 1961, sub A and sub B, which are the racketeering statutes pursuant to corporate, private, or agency actions of racketeering and extortion and frauds, frauds being the multifarious means by which any man obtains advantage over his fellow man. And it provides especially an actio trinitas causa, that is three times damages based upon the criminal nature of the cause, for the rewards for the private individual pursuing these racketeering schemes. The government hasn't either got the political will or purportedly the resources to prosecute themselves. And these are absolutely mandamus court rulings which specifically entitle that person to appear as a private individual and demand the respect from the common law, Article 3, District Court of the U.S. courts, not the Admiralty courts, of a lawyer or attorney, which have a conflicted by association with the courts that you're appearing from in scheme against you, because they're all officers of the court, with the judge, the clerk, the bailiff, the interpreter, the jailers, and any amount of secretaries who operate in those courts against you to profit at your direct expense.
Well, that's the only problem I see, is that you don't know what the judges are going to do. Judges are supposed to uphold the Constitution. They swear to do that. I'm sure officers of the court are required to do almost the same. You know, sometimes you're right, but there can be a good old boy network where, as I said, I thought it was just a local problem. Turns out that it involves a former president of the Florida Senate who would have had, I'm sure, dealings with the governor of Florida. You know, even federal courts are local to the jurisdiction, and you don't know who knows who and who knows what. And I'm just hoping that there are honest people in power who will honestly investigate and sue, and I guess I could get together with some of the other people, but we're really not very legally cognizant. You know, we do our best, but we're not lawyers.
Well, Chris, what I'm going to do, I've forwarded your email. I'll forward it to Christine, and you two can get together, and maybe you can offer her some more insight into this, what your suggestions are is how people can deal with these assaults on their property rights occurring, of course, across the country. So that's what I'm going to do, Chris, and I want to thank you for calling. I'm going to take a couple other callers here. Thanks, Chris, in Vegas, for calling and listening. Your insight is always appreciated. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chris. Very nice. I really appreciate it.
Hey, listen, we've got Joe in Virginia. Listen, Joe, we've got about a minute or so before we go to break. How you doing, Joe? What's going on?
Yeah, I was just listening earlier, and she gave out a website for the father in Florida, and I pulled up Northport, Florida Code Enforcement Fraud 1. I see all these things on Northport, Florida. But can she give out that website again for, I believe his name was Father Stan something?
Yes, it's actually a YouTube, but it's on the Face-Off blog somewhere in the Florida blog, Northport blog. But if you want to go directly to YouTube, it would be listed as Father Stan Lees, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y-S.
Okay, spell the last name one more time.
It's Stan, like Stanley Tools Stanley, S-T-A-N-L.
Okay.
Yeah, with an S on the end, though, Stan Lees, plural.
Great.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
I want to see that because what I'm seeing here is wild.
Yeah,
you guys
have
got
amazing,
a problem in Florida.
Hey, listen, everybody, hold on. We're going to break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. We'll be right back, so hang in there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And I want to say hello to all of the other little stations around the country that carry the Republic Broadcasting Network's programming. I know I've gotten, have been contacted by a couple of them that are carrying the programming, and I think that's super. So, hey, keep telling everybody to listen into Republic Broadcasting Network. It certainly is the place to be to get all kinds of information you're not hearing on the mainstream media. It ain't happening out there, that's for sure. The call-in number this morning, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest this morning, Christine Marfoot, and she is involved with the group Face Off, Fight Against Code Enforcement Office. Faceoffmovement.blogspot.com is where you can go. And I think we still have, I'm not sure if we still have our the fellow who was on. Is he still on the line with me? Are you still on the line with us? Joe in Virginia? Okay, he dropped. All right, well, I guess he wanted to get the Father Stanley's on YouTube, see the website or see the video that he created. You know, and obviously it makes no difference who they go after, whether you're a individual of the cloth, the man of the cloth, or if you're just the waitress down the street at the local diner, makes no difference who you are. No respecters of positions or persons or anything else. No respecter of the law, obviously.
Yes, I really appreciate his going to look at that video. And his name is really Father Stan Lee, but again, it was posted by someone else as Father Stanley's Nightmare, and Nightmare got left off. That's why there's an S on the end.
And oh, okay.
It was Father Stanley's Nightmare with Northport, I believe is the total, was the original title. But he was, matter of fact, I know Father Stanley very well. One thing code enforcement has done has given us a chance to find out who else has been in the same boat, and there's sort of a camaraderie, almost a brotherhood now, because we've all suffered so much together. And in Father Stanley's case, his house was beautiful, and he, if you look at the video, he was told he couldn't have his small Virgin Mary statue outside, and he the way they treated him was terrible, and he you know, it's quite a long video, several parts, but he you know, it's on there so people can look. Also, if you want to go directly to YouTube, I believe Nikki's is Northport Destroys Families. It's Not My Boat was the guy who had the boat problem where he was fined for a boat that wasn't his. And also Linda's story. She was going to call in. She was in court almost 5 years over tags on an antique cars. And one of the reporters here said she went and looked in her file, and her registrations were there since 2003. She went and got them the next day, turned them in, and then found out when she was selling her properties that she had liens, so she wasn't able to sell during the 2006 boom. And so her story is on there, too, as I believe it says Linda's story. So you can either find it directly through YouTube or go through the Northport section of Face Off, and Allie put links to most of this stuff.
Yeah. Well, what I'll do, too, as well, I know Allie's emailing me while we're talking here, Christine. What I'll do, too, is put some links in on my website for all of these different little YouTube videos and that stuff so that people can go and take a look at what's happening. You know, it is amazing to me. I'm at a loss for words, honestly, when I hear these different stories. And I know that people out there listening, it seems incredible. In fact, I think I had a caller, and it might have been the fellow who called from Michigan earlier who had called me before. I'm not sure if it was him or somebody else who said they didn't think these things were really happening. Maybe it wasn't him. I could be confusing him with somebody else. But, you know, these stories are not fiction. They're fact. This is the truth. These things are taking place on a daily basis. And, you know, I had read somewhere on something from Florida, and I don't remember what website it was, but it was one of these, the part of the whole UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Plan. The goal was to have people off 95% of the land mass in Florida. And so you can see how that is playing out just through these manipulations and these harassment by court enforcement driving people off the land. You can see how they're going to achieve that objective by just these different things that they are doing. 95% of the land, there'll be no people living on it in Florida.
Well, the other thing that I might want to mention too to you, I had mentioned previously, I don't know if people heard the previous broadcast, but about Mr. Robinson, who's the city attorney, and how his wife is the former president of the Florida Senate, and their win of $52 million to continue to reside on their property. I wanted to mention also, with regards to that, just to let you know, they're allowed to have seven houses, and they have a listed there who's living there, and one of them is, that's the mother, the Robinson family, and her sister, who just happens to be a judge in Sarasota. Didn't hear these cases, but you don't know who talks to whom. You know, what the judge in the same district, same office building across the street from where all these cases are being heard on code enforcement, and people find, you know, huge amounts of money. I really don't think I could have fought them any more legally than I could. When they sent me to the wrong courtroom and my house was set up for sale for the tent permit that I had, I filed an emergency injunction, and there was an honest judge who heard the case And Linda with the car, she came also and testified what had happened to her. And the judge's mouth dropped. He couldn't believe. He said, ma'am, do you know what you're saying? And she said, yes. He said, do you know you're under oath? She said, yes, it is all true. I had the cars tagged. I was sued anyway. My husband was sick. We couldn't sell the properties. You know, she just told everything that happened to her and how much money she lost in lost sales of property. And so it's just, you know, really horrible. And the other thing I wanted to mention was regarding how, you know, once you realize code enforcement is there, and what happened to me was it just led down the little trail where I could follow, and there's probably more that I don't even know connected. But also wanted to mention that the Robinson Carlton Corporation, the Carlton Ranch, Inc., they have quite a few parcels of property. And the just value on just one of them is like 789,000, something around that. I mean, sorry, 600 and something thousand, just short of 700,000. But they are paying taxes on $33,000 value.
Yeah.
So I am struggling. Everybody else is struggling to pay the taxes that are being misused. And the people who are getting all this money, their taxes are, I don't even know what percentage 33,000 is of 700,000. That is what they're paying. You know, their taxes are peanuts.
It's about 5%.
So.
Yeah, about 5% that they're paying, because 10% would be 700
less.
Grand would be 70,000. So, yeah, there's, you know, honestly, like I said, and I hate to just reiterate the same crap over and over again, but the country is collapsing under the weight of the corruption that abounds, and the only thing we can do is just try to alert people to what's going on so that they stand up and fight back, because they're going to be victims of the corruption. It is inevitable that they will become a victim. It's just a matter of time. Listen, everybody, the call-in number for the show this morning, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. There are links to my guests' websites, faceoffmovement.blogspot.com will be up there, as well as I will put in Father Stanley's story and the other links to if you send them to me, or I know Allie's listening, if Allie sends them to me, I'll hook those up on my website as well under the podcast title so people can watch those YouTube videos and have their mind blown. So this judge that issued the injunction for you, Christine, who is that judge? Is he still a sitting judge today?
Shoot, what was his name? You know what, I don't even remember, and what happened was, he ordered mediation. Allie might be able to send it to you, because I think she was there at the time that the ruling was given. He ordered mediation, and he said, I cannot believe that this, you know, that they want to auction a free and clear property for a $30 permit for a tent that was taken down 2 weeks after the permit was applied for, 3 weeks after applied for the permit. And and he said nobody ever went by to see that the tent was gone. And, you know, I paid for the permit, so I really could have kept the tent up forever. But he ordered mediation, and I filed a subpoena ducis tecum for to Guarnieri and to the city of Northport. And I want to mention to all your listeners, too, that everything's incorporated now. All the cities are incorporated. They're all members of something called League of Cities. If you check your city, you're in the League. Every little tiny municipality is in there. And so anyway, they're a corporation. And according to the Uniform Commercial Code?
Uniform UCC.
Yeah, you have to... in order to be, you know, regulated by a corporation, you have to enter into some sort of agreement with that corporation. And you can opt out of it saying, I should have looked it up, but it's a section that says you can, you reserve your rights under the Constitution and as a free person and not involved, not a corporate person. And so I sent the subpoena asking the following. Please state the injured party under oath. Please state the exact injury that I caused this party, and also please indicate any contract that exists between me and this corporation. And I never got an answer. And then I think they were told, and really I guess it was the publicity from the videos, to leave me alone.
So, you know, there's a lot of real sophisticated listeners in this audience for Republic Broadcasting Network, and I know there's a lot of them that are up on this whole incorporation status of cities and towns and the government. So I'm sure somebody will call in or somebody will email some information to me about all of that. So when you said when you sent this off, you sent this off to Northport, but no one ever responded.
Yes, they were served by the police. As Nelson has Mr. Guarnieri as the attorney, and also another service to the city of Northport to respond to the subpoena, because I thought I was entitled to know what I'm mediating and what was their exact injury. Because this lawyer made a case where there wasn't one, that's not my fault. I didn't injure the city. I didn't cost them to spend $45,000. That is their fault.
Right.
And I should not be held responsible for it. And I don't know if it was the subpoena or just the adverse publicity, but they never, you know, answered.
Never responded.
Subpoena. Right.
We've got Christine, I've got a caller from Brooklyn. Maybe Tom in Brooklyn has a little insight here. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
You know, it's interesting that we are constantly victimized by these people with small amounts of power. But ultimately, there is so much more, so many more of us than there is of them.
I agree.
And I don't advocate violence, but that is that may end up being what they're going to use against us to keep us in line. But one of the biggest terrorist things that the government has to use against the population is when they come to the end of their time, their Social Security and their disability and all of those things are going to be attacked. Now, the low-life Obama has used this card more than the race card, you know, the economic terrorism against the people who have paid into a system for a lifetime. Now, I've got a remedy here that might be just too simple to be overlooked, but I would like the people to parrot this and start hammering these people. Very, very simple. Instead of attacking Grandma's Social Security or instead of looting my pension fund, perhaps every week for the next couple of years, they would close a military base that the United States is subsidizing and has been subsidizing. If, in fact, the Cold War is over and these are now our trading partners, why would we have to maintain all of these military bases everywhere? Why don't they close one a week? Billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars could be saved. Let them start with the least strategic base and close one every week. Oh, that might affect the way the other people live, and other people are so worried. Well, I'm not worried about other people right now. America is dying. The dog has been bled dry. Now, let the rest of the world suffer. You know, the people who have paid into this for a lifetime, let them reap their harvest while the others cry with the memories of how good things were. These people don't like us anyway, so why should we worry about them?
Well, Tom, I have to tell you, I kind of agree with you there. I know that that's what Ron Paul advocates, is closing all the bases and not spending money on all this foreign aid and this crap that we do throughout the world. I'm all for that, but then that doesn't fit into the scheme of the military-industrial complex now, does it? Or the wars.
Well, the bottom line here is they could all go into the building trade business and work on the infrastructure of America with all the money they're not spending on the foreign basis.
Yeah, they could.
And, you know, they could turn this into a Shangri-La. Then they could turn it around and put an import tax on everything that used to be made here to the point where the big industrialists would start building factories again here. And You know, these things happen in cycles, and you know the cycle of the outgoing money. When you got to understand something. The big people that actually create these problems, we call them the people farmers on the inside. The people have realized, are starting to realize that the same people make money on both sides of a conflict. Now, as the people are starting to wake up, they're going to have to start to rethink America's participation in the entire world. And guess what? It's not all about paying everybody's bills anymore. We need to survive. They have eroded their consumer base to the point where the corporate feeding can no longer feed on people that don't have any discretionary income or not even the income to maintain what they've already got.
I agree. Listen, Tom, thanks for the call. We're going to break real quick, and then we'll grab another caller when we come back from California. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
And you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and I will have links to my guests' websites up on mine under the podcast title. And we have a caller, JG, in California. How are you, JG? Where are you in California?
Oh, out of Los Angeles.
Oh, but all right.
In another state right now. In another state, Maggie, going through medical issues. I just wanted to say real quickly, you know, like most of us, I totally agree with the past caller. And we all love this country, and to what avail what you're, who you're talking with today, you know, Chris and I we, those of us that love this country, we love this real estate, and we don't know how we're going to give it up, because those that are attuned to the national problem, much less the world, we know who the perpetrators are and what's going on, and sometimes it's individual, sometimes it's government. Alex right now is talking about foreign troops, the checkpoints, the surveys that they gave 29 Palm Marines, the fact that, you know, they've had military checkpoints violating posse comitatus, and of course those of us that have been in law enforcement know the, you know, the facilitation of these, you know, unconstitutional issue that we're not American citizens, we're British, and some hosts are accusing other hosts of being, you know, disinformationalists, and some are Masons, and some are, you know, this is probably all true. I'm really getting sick of it. Damn sick of it. Some are hoorah, we're going to take over the government. They got more, the technology is higher than we know, and some of us think we're going to run to the mountains and they can find us. And, of course, the only answer is Jesus Christ, and I'm no Bible thumper, but to what avail all this conversation is, it's all going to, you know, boil down to our individuality of surviving and then eventually going upstairs instead of downstairs, hopefully. And it's just a shame that we have to fight all these things, but this has been what the chessboard has been all about. People should read William Guy Carr, Prince of This World, like Greg Evenson was quoting, that most people don't know the actual cadre of the issue, the fallen angels, Genesis 6, what Steve Quayle talks about. You know, whoever is a liar and a traitor, it'll all come out in the wash. But I'm getting sick of the hypocrisy, and we all know what I'm talking about. And it's just a damn shame. And we all love each other to a point, and we don't know who the traitors are and who we can trust. And that's the sickening part of this world we've been lied to from the beginning. And to what avail, what the hell do we need to discuss it? Because we're never going to change anything. I guess we can only do, Maggie, just fight each little battle in our own corner of the world. And, you know, I mean, I care so much about our people. And it just brings tears to my eyes.
Well, hang in there, JG, because there's more of us than there are of them. So keep your chin up, kiddo, because really there's people.
But Maggie, it doesn't matter because they have the laws. Nobody's going to stand up because they'll make an issue out of them, either their families, or they'll kill them. And they've done that for centuries, as Tom from Brooklyn knows. That man is one of the most intelligent people on this earth, and he doesn't let out what he knows for whatever reason, and I appreciate that because I'm ex-federal law enforcement myself.
Well, JG, listen, I hate to cut you off, but okay, I only have about another minute. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Call in again and listen. Don't lose heart, because there are more of us than there are of them. You really can't lose sight of that fact. And I know oftentimes everything that you hear is very disheartening, and it's very difficult to stomach and reconcile yourself to the fact that our government and our country is collapsing under the weight of corruption. But there are more of us than them, and that's something you have to keep in mind. There truly are. Christine, I want to thank you for coming on with me this morning and all that you're doing and standing strong and speaking out and identifying the corruption that's happening down there in Florida with code enforcement. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Hey, listen, everybody. You know what? My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. I will have links to Christine Marfoot's website, which is faceoffmovement.blogspot.com. I will be back tomorrow, same bad time, same bad station. Listen, I'd love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody. Better days are coming, and the sun will come up tomorrow. So don't lose heart. Take care, everybody.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings survive a global banking wipeout?